Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is, I don't even know what episode we're on.
We're
50-something.
Yeah.
Sorry. I should have been more prepared on that one.
Oh, you know. I don't think anyone's really going to stop listening because we don't know exactly what number we're on.
But I know.
If they are, we don't want them anyway.
Yeah, screw it. This is episode 2.
Our new improved system.
It has only been 2 weeks, though.
Yay!
So,
we are on a roll.
Yeah, we definitely can keep you abreast of the most recent happenings. Mm-hmm. Which have been a lot and not very many at the same time, it feels like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody's dead.
No. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
There were a couple of close calls, but not really anything that we believe.
There were some fake outs.
Yeah.
So what do you want to start with?
Let's start with Genevieve. Let's start right up at the top.
Okay. Because, I mean, I think she's been the focus the last 2
weeks.
Yeah,
they've really been focusing on her. And I'm just so disappointed.
Really?
Because when she first came on, it was going to be such a great character, and now she's just like any run-of-the-mill soap opera chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got power, she's got businesses and money, and
it's like
men falling all over themselves for her, and it's like, oh my god.
She had like bought Beauty of Nature on a whim, and in a sneaky way, and then like it didn't work out. It's as if, because it wasn't an instant success overnight, she got tired of it.
Yeah, she was bored. I don't understand what she thought she was going to do with it. I mean,
I think she thought
that... originally think she was just going to buy it and then give it to Jack, and that was the plan all along? Or did she think she was just going to take it over and suddenly have years of experience running it?
I don't know, because even she hired Victoria to be CEO, and Victoria's where to go.
Which makes sense. That was a good decision.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then, because things weren't going well in her personal life, even though they're not doing terrible, she was just kind of like, man, this isn't really what I wanted.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the thing that I couldn't understand. I was just like, wait, you're already going to sell it. You're not even going to give this a try before you just say, okay, who else wants it?
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand if that had been the plan all along.
But I think that's what she likes. I think she likes people kind of climbing to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has something they want, and so...
she wants to be the queen.
Yeah.
She wants courtiers.
Yeah.
And to be wooed.
And things got a little nasty between her and Victor, I think, because she wasn't willing to sell it to him.
Just automatically right off the bat.
Yeah.
For a low, low price.
Yeah. And so she went to Jack, I don't know, at some point, and said, I have a deal for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I will sell you Beauty of Nature if you... did she actually say, if you marry me?
I think she did.
She did. Okay. Yeah. And he said yes.
Yeah, which is absurd. But there was also a day or two where she was overhearing things. Jack was talking to Nikki saying, you know, look, I'm only marrying her to get Beauty of Nature, and then I'm going to dump her. And she overheard that and confronted him, and he said, no, baby, I just told that to Nikki to get her off my back.
Yeah.
You know? So we're supposed to believe that he's, you know...
he's working her?
Yeah. But is he?
That's what's kind of up in the air, because you just can't tell. You don't hear his internal monologue. He doesn't, like, roll over to the corner and
he
go...
he hasn't talked to his dead dad.
No. Yeah, John hasn't come in. Yeah, that's really true. I think he's working her 90%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's 10% of him that feels like morally...
no, lust.
Okay, lustfully confused.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, because she heard Jack, spilling it to Nikki, you know, oh no, I'm working Genevieve. I'm going to file for divorce the second I get the company. Mm-hmm. Genevieve has now, I think, decided she's going to work Jack.
Yeah, darn right.
Leave him at the altar? What? What's her plan?
That part I'm not clear on. It's, you know,
like, kick a man while he's down. Come on.
Please. He's not that down.
No.
He's a little down. You know, no, that's the thing, is that she has no confidants. She has no friends. She has no one. I think she kind of talked to, I want to say Ethan, but Kane. We know him as Kane.
Yeah.
about it, but I really wasn't paying all that much attention because Kane bores me to tears.
So. They both bore me, and
I might have been getting more coffee at that point. I know.
The details
are fuzzy.
I powered through so many episodes; it's like a blur. And yeah. There was a whole lot of time where I was also on Pinterest or Facebook or something good. Else at That's the same good. Time. Yeah. So yeah, I do remember that her conversation with Kane.
They're like friends now.
Well, yeah, revolved around the fact that when she had gone to Japan, when she very, very first got Beauty of Nature and went to Japan, did we talk about this in the last podcast?
A little bit, yeah. Okay.
So Kane had sort of saved her from doing something illegal, and she got mad at him and took off. And then later apologized when she read in the paper that some other people had gotten caught
doing that thing.
Yeah, exactly. And went and apologized to Kane. And Kane had said, well, are you apologizing because you honestly felt bad? Or is it because you found out in the newspaper that you were actually going to get caught?
Mm-hmm. So what?
And
she still apologized.
Yeah, right?
Who cares what the motivation was?
I think it's that she just didn't inherently trust him. Anyway, so...
I don't trust you because you're so boring.
For real. So he had said, I would be a hypocrite if I didn't forgive you because, you know, he had lied.
He has a
checkered past.
Sure.
And she actually, it seemed like she went to him for a lot of advice. Like, how...
Yeah.
How did you end up becoming this good guy who can trust other people?
Yeah. And who is trusted by others.
Yeah. When I was thinking, well, yeah, but...
Is he?
Yeah. He's
I don't really trust him.
I still feel like, yeah, he's on the fence a little bit. Mm-hmm. And just because everybody's trusting him now, 3 months ago,
he was in the doghouse. Awful things.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, to her, I guess it doesn't
relative.
Matter. Yeah. So anyway, so he had said, okay, you know, let's talk. Mm-hmm. And he had said to her, if you're going to love somebody, you got to put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And you just have to take a risk.
Right.
And so it was unclear to me as to whether she's really going to take a risk or is she going to screw Jack over.
I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not feeling the love, that's for sure.
No.
I am kind of feeling that she could go back to crazy revenge lady, though, and that would be fun.
I'm totally seeing that. You know. Or... Even though she and Victor have been at each other's throats last week, they certainly had some schmoopy moments before.
Yeah.
And I feel like if things don't work out with her and Jack, which I suspect they won't.
Oh, no.
She'll flip, go to Victor, and sell him the company, and then they'll...
Be more than partners.
Make out. Yeah. I don't know.
He'll take her to the barn.
Yeah. So, should we talk about them going to Vegas?
Yeah, let's talk about Vegas. Because I thought the whole Vegas thing was funny.
Well, I felt like it was really short. Maybe I missed
something.
No.
It was really short.
Okay.
I mean, it was like one day Jack decided, okay, we are going to get married. Let's do it tomorrow.
And they
let's
kept showing the marriage certificate or the marriage license, right?
Yeah, he
found
their original marriage license.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking maybe that it's got, I mean, how long do those last before
I think like 30 actually, days, something,
yeah,
or maybe 45?
Yeah, so they have to use it up. It is a time-sensitive coupon of sorts.
It has an expiration date.
Yeah, which is reasonable.
Yeah, totally.
So he's got the jet all fired up, and she's
and
like,
he's like,
oh, but wait. I still have to do something. And she was real unclear about why she kept hesitating. I have a business call to take.
Well, I think because she didn't want to be on the same plane as him. That was the only thing I could come up with.
Why would she want to be on a plane?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a chartered jet.
This is...
And that was one thing I thought where the Weiner writers really dropped the ball. Because they've been pretty good about showing... You know, Jack is now disabled in a pretty significant way.
Yeah.
And how challenging that is. And, you know, my understanding of commercial flying is that if you are paralyzed the way that Jack is, you have to sit in the flip down jump seat, you know, that the stewardesses sit in when the plane takes off. And you have to sit in that the whole time because that's the only safe place for you to be if the plane crashes and they have to get you out of there.
Sure, okay.
So I don't know. It just seemed like that would have been an opportunity for them to educate the world as to, you know, disabilities or whatever. But anyway, so.
Yeah, it was like he, it's like we didn't even really see the plane flight.
He just magically showed up.
Yeah. But this is why, I mean, I guess I think that she's going to screw him over. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something, because she was like, we just can't be on the same plane.
Yeah, she was really...
Well, I mean, she didn't say that. She was like, just go ahead. Just go to Vegas.
I'll meet you there. And I was kind of sitting there going, well, yeah, you know, from where they are, it's like 2 hours to fly there, probably.
Why would they meet? It's not like, oh, I'm going to meet you down at Starbucks.
Well, I mean, why not?
Because if they're going to get married, they should go together.
He should wait for her.
It should not
be...
He should be willing to wait.
He shouldn't have been pushing her.
And I did actually like that somebody had come to Jack and said, hey, are you going to leave or not? Because the pilot legally only has a certain amount of hours. He can be on duty and then he can't go.
Yeah, right.
And I went, well, that was a nice little detail to slide in there.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
But at the same time, if it's Jack, I'm sure he could shell out for another pilot.
Yeah, find another pilot.
Who's the other couple of guys?
Yeah.
So, but then I also
thought... there's a rakish character I want to get to know.
Who?
Who's the private pilot in Genoa City?
I don't think they last long because the planes always crash.
That's true. Never mind. Okay.
Bad. That's a hazard pay right there.
Yeah, really.
But then I thought, you know, it seemed so, seedy, or I was so skeptical about why she wasn't on the plane with him, but I almost thought to myself, man, she's probably planning some huge, like, you've just won Beauty of Nature kind of contest, or I don't know, like,
okay.
Like she's transferred all the documents to him and he didn't even have to pay for it, or something like super altruistic.
There was some point where she told somebody, and this is about as vague as I'm going to get, that she was planning on giving it to him as a wedding gift.
Yes. She told Victor.
Okay.
Well, she kind of flaunted it in his face. And
she turned around and said, I'm selling it. Unless I get a better offer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. So, and then while Jack, this is what threw me. Jack was getting ready to leave and go to Vegas. Well, and she had like lunch with Tucker.
Yeah, and was implying that she was going to sell Beauty of Nature to Tucker for Sophia to run.
Uh-huh.
So she's got a lot of different offers on the table.
We had questioned what was Genevieve and Tucker's relationship.
That's right, they had that long conversation about how they'd known each other way back when, before she got married.
And so were they crushes?
I think they were crushes, yeah.
Okay, because they definitely weren't related.
No.
That was very clear.
Yeah. But they were like, you know,
kind of fondly,
you know, like your high school boyfriend or your middle school boyfriend or whatever.
62 years ago.
Back when my hair was that.
So, anyway, so then they get to Vegas, but it doesn't show Jack and Genevieve together. It shows Genevieve in her room kind of like freshening up.
Yeah.
And the door opens and she runs away like, oh, Jack, you can't see the bride.
Right.
And it's Victor.
And it's Victor coming in.
Like, how did he get in?
He's got a private jet, too.
And then in the meantime, Jack is like on the elevator about to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki
barges her way
in.
And they have been talking a lot. And she had been saying, you can't marry her. And going on and on about the sanctity of marriage.
Freaking
and
out.
Commitment and love of your life. You know, that this is a lifetime. And I was just like, really?
Yeah.
You're talking to him about the commitment of marriage.
The two of them talking about it is laughable.
It's ludicrous. It was quite entertaining, actually.
Considering that they had both been married to each other, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like... He kind of has this moment where he's like, whoa, you know, like, what is the deal? Why are you so adamant against this?
Yeah, what is the
thing? And then she just sticks her tongue in his mouth.
Well, first, though, she stops the elevator. She kicks the helper guy out from the hotel saying, oh, I've got it from here. And then stops the elevator, which in my experience means that horrible alarm bell goes off.
Yeah, it was kind of muted.
She disabled that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Before she stuck her tongue in his mouth.
Yeah.
So
I was like, whoa, give me some warning.
No, I saw that coming.
I was on Pinterest, and I think I just clicked over real fast, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so they're going to get married in Vegas.
Clearly.
And the question is whether or not Victor and Genevieve will also get married.
Yeah.
Double wedding.
So, do they have, like, a speedy prenup that you can also...
They must have them in the vending machines next to the slots.
Yeah.
You know.
And the DNA testing.
And the DNA testing. Right. Yeah, it's all there. It's all convenient. It's in the mini bar.
Yeah.
Can I get you a hot towel or a DNA test?
Well, and Nikki had even told Victor it's over. So, it's not she's, like...
Yeah. Well, let's talk about why Nikki was so irritated at Victor, because they had been pretty cozy.
She had some high drama moments the whole week.
Yes. Cute clothes, bad hair.
Oh, her hair was just...
really bad.
All I wanted to do was just run a brush through it, or I don't know.
Yeah, it needs to come down. I know it's spring, but...
Her look is just... I just kind of like want to wipe her down and start over.
Yeah. She looks flousy. Is that still a word?
Flousy?
Yeah.
What's flousy?
You know, where you just got the big hair and the big, you know. Just
big everything.
Big everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little cheap.
Yeah.
You know, but still trying to get attention.
Yeah. She, because there are times when she can look really good.
Yeah, and well put together, and, you know.
Yeah, and so.
And it's been lately that she's been looking like that. It's not just in the past.
Yeah, exactly. She just looks, she's good.
Yeah, yeah, not good.
So, anyway, it kind of all stems from Victoria, right? Well, I think Nikki has just been mad at Victor for a while about...
multiple things.
Yeah, the constant untruth-telling, and a lot of it is, like, not even a big deal. Untruth. Well, I guess a lie to me is, like, did you cheat on me? No, not at all. You know, like, that's a lie. Whereas, like, with them, it's kind of like...
it's lots of evasive and not...
He's... a lot of times he's just simply leaving out the truth.
Right.
Omissions. To protect
lies
her.
Lies of omission.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, I'm on Victor's side most of the time on these.
Oh, when it comes to
are
Nikki.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
lie
I thought...
to Nikki all you want, because she doesn't deserve the truth.
I thought you might take her side in these ones, just because, I kid you not, there was one time where he even, like, rolled his eyes at her. He was, like, looking at the camera while she was behind.
Yeah.
And I just went, man, Victor, just cut her loose.
Yeah. Clearly you're not getting anything out of this relationship
nothing.
That's worth having.
No. I mean... anyway, so she's just been in... furious about a
and
lot
badgering
of
badgering him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Anita's gone. Chelsea's mom has been out of the picture for not that long,
a couple weeks.
Right? And Chelsea and Adam have been hanging out, friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Platonic.
Yeah.
Right. And he drives her home or something along those lines to Victoria's.
Right.
And he comes in with her, just helps her go in.
Yeah.
Which, you know, come on. Duh, Adam.
Not,
you think
yeah,
you're
not
welcome
the best
in that
idea.
House?
And, you know, he's thinking, oh, well, I can just say I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
But you know that
everybody
they
hates
not
you.
Care.
Yeah. I'm surprised the dog didn't tear him apart.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they had just come home and he's like helping her in. And then Victoria and Abby come in right behind and... yeah, they're just pissed that he's there. And Chelsea kind of flips out and is like, what's your problem? Don't control me.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And I almost felt
I'm not
like...
hormonal. You're hormonal.
I felt like Victoria should have been like, Chelsea, let's go talk about this privately.
Right.
Because Abby and Adam just exacerbated that.
Yeah.
Whole,
oh,
especially
yeah, yeah.
Abby.
Especially Abby.
She's
I mean,
a
Abby.
Bitch.
Well, especially when it comes to Adam. I
yeah.
mean, she has just got... no, nothing good to say about him ever.
Never. She's just mean.
Yeah. Well, but it's Adam. Of course she's mean. She's protecting herself.
I guess.
You know.
She should attack his hair is what she should do.
Oh, with a pair of clippers. It was... I almost texted you the other day because it was so...
it's like...
sound like the hedgehoggy.
I know.
I was just like, oh,
it's like they take a blow dryer and just go like vertically right up his forehead
and
so...
how long does that take?
I don't know.
I mean, I know he doesn't really have a job on the show. I know he doesn't have any friends. He doesn't really have a... I mean, he lives in a hotel. Okay. You might as well spend an hour getting your hair to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and they had a flashback with him. He had a flashback of, like, delivering Ashley's hysterical baby.
Right,
right?
Yes.
And and giving Sharon's baby to Ashley, right? Yeah. And I went, oh man, his hair is so much better. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just generally the like style. 2 inches shorter, yeah. And yeah. So, I don't, yeah, his hair is bad. Anyway, so Chelsea kind of flips out and just takes off.
Yeah, she leaves. Which, you know, you're 10 and a half months pregnant. You're going to do that every once in a while. Yeah. You just give them their space.
She just
space,
seems like she just kind of cracked.
Away, and they'll come back.
Yeah, right?
It's not a big deal.
But nobody wants, nobody gives anybody space on the show.
No, they sure don't.
And he, well, Adam went, well, I'll go look for her. And Victoria went, are you kidding me?
No,
and then she, this is what I thought was really just bad for the show, is that she and Abby go, we're going to go look for her. And they go out the door first and kind of leave Adam.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you immediately be like, you leave now.
Get out. Let me lock the door behind you.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like...
Security's not a high priority.
Yes. So, Abby is separate from Victoria.
Yeah, they've got separate
right?
cars.
It's like all three of them go to different places.
Right.
Abby just goes and looks around.
Yeah.
And discovers Chelsea's car. Oh, no. Adam first finds the car,
yeah,
right?
Adam finds the car, and it's out by the lake.
Of course.
Which is frozen over.
Lake because, Death.
You're right. Brad Memorial Lake.
When I was watching this episode, I was at school with my student teacher.
Great.
He had come in, like, kind of towards this moment, and I was telling him, oh, I haven't missed an episode, and, you know, since I was 8 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. And at first he was kind of like, oh yeah, ha ha, like, but then pretty soon
he didn't know.
And when he went and made some copies and he came back and he's like, are they still at the lake? I was like, funny. Oh yeah. And I was saying.
So we'd like to welcome Lindsay's student teacher to our podcast listenership.
Yeah. I was saying, I don't know why they go to that. Why would you even drive that road? I was like, every year somebody goes to that lake and it's never good.
It's not a good
it's
idea.
Never good.
Well, and the thing that I don't understand is the lake is frozen over still. Mm-hmm. Now, where I live, it's April. Inching up to May. And hasn't it been like the hottest spring in the Midwest ever? And they're showing scenes of Chicago and it's 80 degrees.
Really?
And, yeah. I mean, it's been attention. Like... humongously hot in the Midwest.
Well, we've had the endless winter here up until like today.
Right. And so it just was funny. It was just like, okay, they actually, yes, they have to write this so far in advance.
Maybe it's near the mountains.
Okay, sure.
Are there mountains in Wisconsin? I don't even know.
It's more like a hill.
Yeah.
Not like
mountains. Not
like
Oregon mountains.
No, that's right.
All right. Well,
whatever. I'm suspending my disbelief.
Snow on the ground.
Snow's on the ground.
Yeah. It definitely felt,
frozen over.
I was surprised because it didn't feel like a post spring break scene.
No,
this
not
is
at
definitely
all.
Something that usually happens more like December, January.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Adam discovers her car and he's kind of yelling, Chelsea, Chelsea. And he has a big Magnum flashlight and discovers that she's fallen into the lake, but she's conscious.
Yeah.
And he pulls her to safety. Right.
Yeah. In the approved manly man way.
Yes. And then carries her to
the cabin that happens to be nearby.
Yeah, just next door cabin, which was clearly the Abbott cabin with some blankets thrown around.
Right, yeah. Right?
It was like exactly where Chloe gave birth.
Right, yeah, pretty much.
And she goes into labor.
Of course.
He delivers the baby.
After a push and a half.
Yeah, oh yeah. And the baby's fine.
Baby's fine.
She's pretty
you know,
much,
it took him
you know.
It took him a few minutes to start breathing, but,
yeah.
You know. He's fine, and so Adam manages to cut the cord, and...
And it's his second baby. He's
yeah, I know,
delivered,
he's
right?
like, he's got like, stripes now.
Put
on
that
his
on
arm.
The resume, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gets a Boy Scout badge for that of some sort, I'm sure.
So, in the meantime, Victoria has gone to Newman Enterprises,
right.
where Victor is, and just basically, like, lays it out that... she's so worried about Chelsea. Even though Chelsea's been gone like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't... The level of panic that she and Abby had was not nearly...
Freaking out.
Regardless of the fact that, okay, she did wind up falling into a
admittedly.
Lake.
Yeah,
but,
I think they weren't thinking about that, though. I think they were more concerned that she was going to go hop on a plane
and
never come back.
Yeah, right, and never bring them their baby.
Yeah. They didn't really care about Chelsea. They just cared about the baby.
Right. Yeah.
So, Victor kind of resists, but then he finally agrees to
send his helicopter out. Send the Newman
helicopter out. And it spots like Chelsea's car immediately.
Right.
Immediately. Yeah. That's some serious.
They were good.
They were good.
Well, you know, highly paid
trained technicians.
You know, Chelsea's probably been fitted with some sort of a tracker or something. So
I bet you Victor totally did something. Yeah, like you know. Yeah, you're right. Okay, that makes sense. It's in the baby. Oh, God. Okay, and then in the meantime, Abby, later, at this point, comes across the car.
Right.
And
calls the ambulance, and the ambulance says, dude, we've already been called. We're on our way.
Yeah,
because, oh, look, we can see you.
Yeah, because Adam has already called. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Abby was with Billy. Billy had just come home.
Oh, right, okay.
And she had run into him and said, let's go look. Yeah,
we gotta go find your baby.
And, They were kind of looking around the lake, and Billy said, well, I'll just walk across the lake.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, God, no.
Not you too.
But then he
managed to make it across the lake.
He made it across the lake, even though there was, like, a giant gaping hole where she must have fallen.
It's a Chelsea-shaped hole right there. Maybe I'll go around it.
So
he gets into the cabin, and he sees Chelsea's there, sort of in and out of consciousness. The baby's there, but no Adam.
Because Adam had gone out to call.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And didn't ever make his presence known again.
Yeah.
He kind of was lurking.
And the same thing with Victoria then walks in the door because the Newman helicopter dropped her. Just put her down.
Yeah, right.
And it was interesting to me because they fawn over the baby for a long time.
Chelsea is in the corner.
Like post-hypothermia from the lake.
Well, and postpartum. I mean, you know, there are certain medical things that you need to take care of when you've had a baby, and they were not taking care of.
Oh, they were just like kind of glancing at her like, is she good? Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, let's look at the baby!
It is a cute baby, though. They've been showing the baby a lot, and I think it's a cute baby, so thumbs up on the baby. Selection.
I think that's where I was tuning out.
Probably.
Yeah. I was like, ah, oh, baby's born. It.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's a cute baby.
So eventually, and yeah. Adam sees him in there, and he goes, he just kind of takes off.
Yeah,
it's like he didn't want anymore.
Rock the boat anymore. Then.
Yeah. So they fly her to the hospital with the baby, and everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Baby's born, and. Chelsea can't remember what happened.
Right. Yeah. She was so out of it. She doesn't really remember. But she does reassures them both right away, saying, you know, you still get to have the baby.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to,
yeah,
you know, come back from that.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yes. So then while all this is happening, this is going back to Nikki. Mm-hmm. Nikki had just popped in right after Victoria's like flying around on the helicopter and asked,
I've got a baby.
Yeah, she asked Victor, what's going on? Anything going on? Why are you here so late? And Victor was just like, no, everything's fine.
It's
just go home.
Good. Just working.
And I agreed with Victor that she'd find out soon enough.
Yeah, well, there was no reason for her to get involved in any of it.
And so, how did she figure, oh, Anita came in, you know, where's my daughter? What'd you do?
Right.
And then Nikki's right there and realized Victor had lied to her and.
Again.
Just went ballistic.
Again.
Yeah. And it's like, she just doesn't see that he's doing things to protect her.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes his protection goes way. Yeah. But in this case, I just kind of thought, yeah, like, why would you unnecessarily.
Worry
upset
her.
Somebody
yeah.
until you really know some more details. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she's going to go across the lake and she'll die.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We know how that goes. Yeah. Or she falls out of the helicopter. I don't want to. Somebody accidentally just pushes her.
Oopsie. What do you mean we left that door open? Sorry, Mrs. Newman.
So then she rushes to the hospital as soon as she figures out what happened. And it's like kind of a happy family, right?
Yeah. Because Jill is there and they bring Delia in. And Delia's all excited to be a big sister. Mm-hmm. And Chloe's there. Mm-hmm. And what's her name? Chloe's mom is there. And, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah. I did like when they were trying to figure out what to name the baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. The bit with Cecil.
I was surprised that they hadn't really talked about it beforehand, though. If they know they're going to have a baby.
But they didn't, I don't think any of them felt really comfortable
until they
knew for sure
that Harry is, and
yeah, and that Chelsea's going to step back and actually let us.
Okay.
Because they don't want to go through that whole Lucy thing again.
Yeah, that's true.
They did name
Lucy.
They named her, yeah. And wow. I think that was one of Victoria's, you know, things was like,
you can't do that
I'm
again.
I'm not doing this again.
Yeah,
you know? Totally. And I know this is your actual baby, Billy, but still.
Your bastard love child, right. As Victor put it.
Yes, I thought that was awesome.
It was like, what year do you live in?
1932, what year do you live in? Come on.
Bastard love child? Like, really?
Yeah, I don't know anyone who would use bastard in the proper sense ever.
Yeah. So.
Huh, that's a term that needs to come back.
I'll make sure to do that.
With all of those kids who are born out of wedlock. Sin.
Should I ask that on Monday morning? School starts. Can everybody tell? Raise your hand if you're a bastard.
Right. Now, how many of you's parents are living in sin? Okay.
How many
check.
Of you are bastard love child?
Right. Oh, just the bastard? Okay, good. Yeah. No, I don't think that would go over well in a public school.
Probably not.
Private school, you go right ahead.
So.
But they did finally agree, and I thought that maybe they were going to name the baby Liam.
For a while, I didn't think about that.
Like, oh no, they can't name him after his Playboy persona because that's not a good idea.
I liked that Billy had suggested Mustang. I was instantly on board, like, yeah. Do it.
Yeah, but no, they named him John, and that was Victoria's suggestion. And, yeah, you know,
sure,
okay.
Everybody likes it.
That'll work. They'll call him Little John for a while, and
Johnny.
Yeah, John.
John boy.
Anyway. Did they decide on a middle name?
I don't think so. And I think somebody on our Facebook page said it would be hilarious if they put John Victor,
yeah.
Abbott Newman, right. Whatever yeah. It is. So,
They should combine their names and just be Newbot.
Newbot. Where I was thinking, what is Victoria and Billy? Like, Villy or...
Villy.
Victoria. That kid would get tormented. Anyway, right. So yeah, John. So that's the deal. And that was kind of it, right?
Yeah.
Happy family. Get started.
Mm-hmm. But while Victor is visiting Chelsea and saying, okay, now really, you got to go. You can't stay here anymore.
You're done.
And she's saying, look, I did what you asked.
Yeah, I'm tired of being used.
You sent me to Myanmar to set up Billy, and I did. And Victor just says, no. I sent you there to set him up. I didn't say anything about framing him for drug use. I didn't say anything about getting knocked up.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about coming back here after you got knocked up.
Yeah.
So.
No deal.
Yeah, forget it. And Nikki.
Yeah.
Typical. Overhears everything. Uh-huh. And so now she really is mad at
really,
Victor.
Really mad.
For sure this time.
Super mad.
Yeah.
It's over mad.
Mm-hmm. Until next time.
And that's why she hops on a plane and goes and...
molests Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. Good.
And that's kind of it for those all those
people.
All
those threads.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Other
There's
than Abby. Right? While...
Right.
Is that while they're at the hospital?
I think it's after they get back and she goes to Crimson Lights to get some coffee because she's been up for, you know, 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Chasing after people.
Mm-hmm.
And literally bumps into Carmine, who just is hanging out there.
Uh-huh.
And spills coffee on him.
Carmine, who is Angelina's
ex.
Yeah. Okay.
Spills coffee on him and it burns him.
So badly that his skin is falling off or something.
Yeah, you know.
Blistering.
Down to the bone.
Yeah.
Kind of a burn. So she takes him to the hospital and bats her eye at him and, oh, I'm Abby.
Yeah, they kind of have this, like, flirty...
bantery kind of,
yeah.
You didn't need to burn me to get to know me kind of,
yeah.
You know, pre-relationship. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that's Abby's going to be next boyfriend. That's
yeah.
Her future boyfriend.
Until, but I mean, then, I totally agree. Then, when he realizes, supposedly, she's the naked heiress, mm-hmm. and she kind of mentions, well, she's thinking about taking a job from one of her variety of offers mm-hmm. that require her clothes on. Mm-hmm. He instantly is like, yeah, I just want to bet, because I said that the second you got a job offer, you would clean it up, and
something
dumb like
yeah.
that.
You're a
and Abby kind of flips out, like, screw you.
How dare
and,
you?
And he's like, ha ha, I won the bet. You're shallow. And she takes off. And,
so they're playing the bickering thing.
Yeah, and they're totally going to do it.
Oh, they're totally going to do it. Yeah, I give it a week.
He's like the hot man's chance. Is that what? Like, chance is the poor man's karma.
Oh, I see.
Does that
yeah,
make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, okay.
He's the rich man's chance? Does that make sense?
No.
He's a better looking version of Chance, in
yes.
my opinion.
Yeah.
He's got bigger guns, better hair, better smile, mm-hmm. better tan. Like,
yeah, okay. I could pick him out of a lineup if you...
Probably not.
Him in this room right
but
now. But
he
okay.
was totally styled the way that they styled Chance.
Oh, okay.
And...
No, wait. When we first met Chance, though, he was like... army bald and wearing khakis.
Well,
and this guy's kind of more...
I think it's more like on Chance's way out, like just his hairstyle and... Mm-hmm. I don't know, just kind of the way they introduced him. He looked yeah. a lot like Chance, except better all around.
All the way around, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's fine.
So, and they're showing off his biceps a lot. Hey, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, no, no. You have your eye candy.
Anyway, that was it.
Mm-hmm. So that'll go somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Summer love.
Oh, God. We have our pool scenes.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Devon?
Yeah, okay.
So
that was the other big thing.
Yeah, Devon got surgered. And...
Because he had... He had taken out his implants for, what, like 6 weeks or something like that
yeah.
so that he could then have the surgery.
Right.
So he had surgery.
And I don't know if they made this clear or not, but what exactly were they doing?
I don't think they made it clear at all.
All
we know that it was some sort of...
Revolutionary, cutting edge, top of the line.
And Tucker pulled strings for him to get in.
Yeah. Okay.
And... So Tucker was there.
Everybody was there. All of the...
Yeah.
Neil, Sophia, Harmony.
Lily.
Kane popped in and out.
Yeah. Mrs. Chancellor, right?
Yeah.
Was she there? I don't know. Maybe she wasn't there.
I can't remember. But anyway, everybody else was there. Why not her?
I think the biggest drama was that Harmony has been really on edge about
mm-hmm.
her sobriety.
Right, because she's so nervous about... this surgery for...
Mm-hmm. And just being back in Devon's life.
Yeah. Well, now, do we know why Devon is deaf? Was there
yes.
a storyline about it? It was like meningitis or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he got sick.
Okay, so it's not related to her drug use. It's
no.
not like a birth defect
no.
kind of thing. Okay.
No.
All right. Because for a while there, I thought that her guilt trip was over that.
No.
And then it was just, you know,
mm-mm.
random...
I think
was a bad mother.
Well, I mean, she's a bad mother.
Which, oh, granted, she
yeah.
was, yeah. But
yeah, it didn't have his deafness had nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with that.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting when they were showing him and, you know, he's had his implants out and stuff, and yet his head is scar-free.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
I'll have to ask my...
but they, it was, it looked like something that they had put in.
So. Yeah. My understanding is that it's like a doohickey and you stick it in through the skull. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And that connects to your
oh,
cochlea.
Man.
And the brain Ooh. Wave then goes through the implant.
We're talking
into
like
a hearing aid.
Skull
thing.
Surgery?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, but that it stays open-ish?
Ew. Okay, I'm done with this conversation.
So, Ugh. I'll check with my mother-in-law and see what she can tell us about.
I've had enough
cochlear
of surgery
implants,
in the last
you know.
Month.
But that what they were saying that they were doing was basically taking his implant offline and rebooting it and starting it up again, but he wouldn't have the exterior
yeah.
stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, okay, that's kind of cool.
Sure.
If that's even remotely possible.
The idea is that there was a chance that that this surgery wouldn't work.
Right, and he'd be deaf and not able to...
Go back to the implant.
Go back to the implant, right.
Which is tragic for a music producer.
Well, I think it's tragic for anybody.
Well, yeah.
But I think the most tragic thing was the part where Lily was saying to him in sign language, hey, we won't have to do sign language much longer. And that was the last of the sign language for that whole, until he got better.
And, so they're basically like saying they're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, well, he was having to lip read and people were, talking loud at him and over enunciating and stuff, except for Neil. Neil just talked to him the normal way and wasn't looking at him and stuff. And I'm just like, you are the worst father of a deaf child ever.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's why he has Tucker.
He's an ass. Yeah. So
Harmony, she went into the chapel in the hospital. Yeah, some heavy prayer.
Yeah.
Crying and...
carrying on.
Yeah, and Neil went in to also say a prayer and interrupted her, and they ended up having this, moment of... Well, closeness. I've struggled with sobriety, too.
What kind of a junkie is Neil? He was acting like
he
was
a recovering
junkie.
Alcoholic.
But I've seen him drink.
Really?
He drinks all the time, doesn't
no,
he?
No, he shouldn't.
Doesn't he drink it at, his weddings and stuff? I think I... No?
I don't think
okay.
so.
All right, maybe not.
I think he does what, Mrs. Chancellor and Nikki do, where they have, apple juice.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, because he was sounding like he was a hardcore heroin junkie.
But, I mean, he was in the gutter. You know how the show does it.
Yeah, okay.
It was and I think... if I remember right, and I could be so wrong, that I think it was actually really bad previous to Drew being dead.
Oh, okay.
There was a point at which...
because I've never seen him as
he was, he had grown a beard and was, drinking at, the scummiest bars possible and... basically forgave everything. You know, he was just out...
Mm-hmm.
And having troubles.
Yeah.
Big troubles for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't really even know what triggered, his sobriety. Mm-hmm. Blah. I think it's happened a couple times.
The Christmas miracle. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, he definitely had, a period where he struggled significantly with alcohol.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so when he's talking about sobriety, I at least agree.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can say he had that problem, whatever.
Okay.
And she is flipping out.
Yeah.
And Sophia walks in when he and Harmony are having a touching handshake. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lingering.
Yeah.
And Sophia, she saw what was right before her.
Yeah.
And I think acted fairly appropriately.
Really? I thought it was in the chapel. And they're talking. I mean, it's a tense moment. Yeah. I just kind of went, give that one up.
There's a vibe there, though, that's not...
But she's not going to win. She's not going to win this fight.
No. Which kind of makes it all the more sad.
It does make it all the more sad, because she's the one with the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Neil's a tool. What a surprise.
Yeah. Poor Devon. Both his dads are utter tools.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, so Sophia chooses not to go in when he, figures out whether he can hear or not, because she's pretending to fight with Tucker.
Still.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I think she was also just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a manipulative thing. You know what? I'm just going to stay out here.
I'll just wait out here.
And, Neil was supposed to say, no, I want you in there. But
he just
went...
part of my family. And he's just okay.
Yeah. I'll be in there with Harmony.
Yeah. Give me a coffee while you're out there.
Yeah.
You?
Totally.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, Devon can hear.
Mm-hmm. So fine. And immediately goes into the studio with Tucker, and they remix.
Oh, they hear the song
they wrote together. Yeah, and it's all beautiful and makes everybody cry, and I'm just like, whatever.
And Devon and Tucker have just utterly bonded.
Oh, yeah, they're bros now.
Total bros.
Still a gross.
But actually, I'm surprised that Neil's not more jealous.
He will be.
He'll get there.
Yeah, once he realizes in his own Neil way that the closer Devon gets to Tucker, you know, he'll think that means that
the less he's the dad.
Less he's the dad. Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Well, so we can hear.
Yeah. Yay.
So there's one disability down.
Yay. Right. Should we talk about Daisy?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to say. Mm-mm. Other than she's crazy and it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, and she's fighting Daniel for custody of Lucy. And
yeah, because Daniel reinstated his parental rights. There was mm-hmm. a hearing and yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Who cares? Yeah.
He, like, combed his ponytail for the hearing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Daniel, that actor, is actually doing guest spot on the show on the CW that mm-hmm. my daughter watches, because she's in high school.
Yeah, of course.
It's about witches or some damn thing, I don't know.
Isn't it called, like, Witches or something?
I can't even remember.
I think that's
what it's called. I don't even pay attention. Anyway, it's the one on CW that is about witches and not vampires or socialites. But I was in the kitchen doing the dishes, and suddenly my daughter's just like, Mom, you have to get in here. Oh my God, you have to see this. And I came in thinking, oh, you know, something yeah. big. And she's like, look. And I look, and there's Daniel being Daniel, but he's like some kind of voodoo priest on the show.
Yes.
And she's laughing.
What was his hair like?
Exactly. It was down.
Yeah.
So it was out of the ponytail, but, you know, that long, shaggy.
Yeah.
Shaggy look. And yeah, we had a great chuckle.
I kind of hate it less lately. And I'm not somebody who likes long hair on mm-hmm. guys at all.
If on anyone, he is the one it will work. And I put that in quotes.
Yeah.
For
it's very glossy.
It's, you know, he's got great hair. And, you know, you put it in a decent cut, it might actually look nice. But
You know, whatever. I'm sure when, like, in a year when things are all, like, he's dad of the year, mm-hmm. they'll chop it off.
Yeah. Well, and I would like to know, you know, just on a personal level, how long it takes to style him as opposed to
like Adam, Sharon or
as opposed to Adam oh. and his hedgehog.
Oh, hair. I just automatically thought, you know, chick hair.
No. Of the two guys, though, I mean, he probably, you know,
I would really like it. And you that's know what? It. I would like it if CBS had better behind the scenes yeah. videos yeah, or something like that. Like, they leave the same ones up for over a year. A
long time, yeah.
And it's like,
outmoded and who cares?
You're shooting all the time. Just get in there and shoot some impromptu something and just yeah. load it.
Well, and to give, you know, one of those bored actors who's sitting around all day, give yeah. them a video camera and then just put up whatever. Because you yeah. know they'd come up with some cool stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, so, yeah, there's our suggestion for the week.
Yeah.
See how that goes. So, anyway, Daisy is...
She's just nutty.
She's nutty. Does she have a job? How is she supporting Lucy?
I'm sure she gets public assistance.
Okay. She doesn't get Sheila's estate money or...
I don't know, but I'm going to assume that she gets public assistance. Okay. Because that makes sense
to me.
That
makes sense to me, yeah. And would actually work in Daniel's favor if they would bother to bring it up, but no one has.
Yes.
So, okay. And she's doing what with Ricky? Ricky's, like, on her side, but not really on
her
side.
I just don't believe Ricky is straight. I'm sorry.
No, he comes across as being really much more gay than anyone except Rafe.
I mean, really, like, when they first introduced him in the very beginning, I just went,
oh,
good.
Oh, we heard about the Rafe right away, didn't
we? Yeah, I was like, oh, good, a new guy who can really connect with Rafe, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, wait, but he's making out with Daisy? What? There is no chemistry, nothing real there at all.
No.
And I, even still, like, if I think about it, like, Ricky and Abby, nope.
No,
you know,
that's not gonna work.
I just...
Yeah.
He's not straight.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
You know.
Of course, the evil character. Well, I mean, I guess that's just in my mind that he's not straight. The show doesn't say anything
about
it.
Yeah, the show hasn't said... Well, the show's trying to say that he is.
Yeah.
But...
But he's not. I'm sure of it. Yeah. That's his secret.
That's why he's so mean.
Yeah.
internalized homophobia. Makes you cranky.
Well, and I would... I don't know. I guess maybe that's where they're going with the summers when things will all blow up, mm-hmm. you know, like Ricky being crazy himself. But mm-hmm. I just feel like there hasn't been enough for me.
Right.
to like it.
Yeah.
I'm just not liking it because I just...
It's weak. It's yeah, just like, totally. Either give me something to really grasp onto or let it go and move on.
Yes.
You know. Give me Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Being crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And because I never really... I thought Daisy was a bad crazy to begin with. And mm-hmm. we were like high-fiving when we thought Daisy was off the show. Right, and yeah. now they brought her back and it's like... Oh,
but she's anyway. Boring. Yeah. But she's not really threatening...
No.
In any no. significant way.
It's. I think she plays innocent victim really well. Mm-hmm. But then when she's supposed to be mean and crazy, it's like as fake as it gets. Yeah, it's like a Matlock episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. I did do it.
Right.
Because she called me a name.
Right.
I don't
she
know.
She said I looked fat. Yeah.
I don't
well,
know.
Yeah. But the person who does believe it is Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren's freaking out because Daisy's in town.
Yeah.
And it's that is not pretty.
Yeah.
Her freakouts are just like, whoa, dude.
Well, and she's had that way. I mean, like, remember she had
she's,
the...
Well, I mean, she has cause.
Yeah, well, and remember she couldn't leave the house mm-hmm. for a really long time. Yeah. And Lauren has a lot of phobias.
Yeah, she has a lot of panic disorders.
Yeah, yeah.
That are really unacknowledged.
Totally.
For the most part. I mean, for a while there, they had her on meds and stuff, and then... Yeah. I think
it's all that hair.
Them. Oh God!
She's the hair
and Botox. She's got so much oh Botox in her upper lip; it doesn't even move. There was a scene the other day where she was having to be really, you know, intense, and uh-huh. her eyebrows moved. And I was like, "Oh wow, look at that!" But nothing from the nose down moves at all on her face, and that freaks me out. I don't like it. I don't know if that's just a Portland again. Thing or what.
When I was like right after my knee surgery. One of my friends had gotten me, like, a People magazine, like, special mm-hmm. edition, like, plastic surgery disasters.
Oh, God.
And it's, like, I think I went through that thing 3 or 4 times, just like, oh, whoa, 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 yeah. you know, and, yeah, there were a few soap stars in there, but it's, you know, and they have all these diagrams of, mm-hmm. like, you know, who has what and where and right, blah, blah, yeah. blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, when I watch the show, I'm always like,
Yeah.
But at the same time... That's what they that's do the in business. Hollywood. Yeah,
yeah. No, I know, but it's just to me, it's more distracting than
yeah.
helpful.
I think there are definitely cases of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's been snapping at Michael like crazy, mm-hmm. and because they had sent Finn to go
stay with Scotty in Canada.
Okay, so here's my question: if you, well, I'm just, you know, I know Canada is a very friendly, very safe
place,
right?
Yeah.
But do you send your kid out of the country when you're worried about him? I don't, I'm just wondering, like, is, it just seems...
It seemed extreme.
Yeah.
You know, and, but on the other hand, it's like, given the circumstances, she doesn't know that Daisy isn't, you know, still talking to Ryder or...
Oh, okay.
Any
okay,
of the other
point.
Crazy relatives and, you know, kidnapping yeah. Finn would actually...
Yeah.
kind of figure in.
Yeah.
But the fact that she didn't go with
yeah.
the endangered child, I think is really sad that she just sent him off.
Well, and I think that yeah. was the thing is she was like, so I'm going to go be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael was saying, can't we just bring him home? I miss him, you know, but Michael can't leave because, mm-hmm. you know, he's the town's only lawyer.
Yeah.
Next to Avery.
Next to Avery, yeah.
And... So she said, well, I'm getting on the plane, and whether yeah. you're coming with me or not, that's your decision.
Yeah.
Then he didn't go.
He didn't go. No, he did not, and wound up having drinks, doing work stuff in the bar with Avery.
Yeah.
So I think I called and that
they
last time saying,
hugged a little bit.
Yeah, there's some chemistry happening there. So
yeah.
I think this is going to be Michael's big summer of love.
Really?
Yeah, I think he and Avery are going to get it on.
It would make sense, because she's kind of like Cricket in... Mm-hmm. She's a blonde lawyer. I don't know, like,
yeah.
kind of hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that.
Yeah.
She just seemed a little too young for Michael to me.
But I think that that's part of the whole...
But she's a consenting adult.
Well, midlife crisis trophy
yeah,
babe.
Okay, that's you true. Know. Well, she's... Lauren's a trophy wife, you know? Like, she's hot and...
But she's old. That she's the same age as he is.
Let's admit that Lauren pretty much has the nicest rack on the show, right?
Right. Granted, so what?
So why would you downgrade? Because they're younger?
Because there's more. Yeah, because they're younger.
A younger rack for...
A younger, more you know, nubile everything else. You know?
I'm logging this for when I get older. What's going to be important?
All right. You need your rack maintenance program up, people, because...
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe not. Maybe this will be Michael's, you know, he'll have the opportunity and he'll get to show that he's really a good guy.
Nobody does
he'll
that.
Kick her out of it.
What is this, the Waltons?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either, but, you know, he'll feel really guilty and be a real dick about it, though. I mean, he won't freely go into an affair with someone. He'll be wringing his hands all over the place and talking to Kevin about it.
Yeah, I mean, it has just been so long.
Phyllis is going to be pissed.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. She and Avery have, like, really...
But it doesn't matter. You know, you're my oldest friend, and how could you do this to your
wife?
Well, you
know, they were an item at one point.
Well, how come you're not... My rack is single. Why aren't you picking up me instead of my little sister? How dare you do that to my little sister? My innocent baby sister who's never had sex ever.
Except with...
No.
Never mind.
So, you know, I think Michael's going to have a good couple of months.
I guess I'm having, it's like, yes, I see these things on the horizon, but I'm having a hard time...
Buying into it?
Buying in or even figuring out where they're going. The show feels a little...
scattered.
Yeah, or like not a lot of vision right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it feels that way and then they do some awesome things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
So I'm kind of waiting. Maybe the best writers are on vacation right now.
Could be.
And they gave...
They have a little hiatus of their own.
Yeah. But I think it needs to get rolling with something a little bit more exciting for me.
I can't wait till Memorial Day for something interesting to happen.
Yeah. Memorial Day?
Yeah.
For Murphy's Memorial Day shirt? Is that what you're hoping for?
I know. It's going to be awesome.
I was going to say there were some outfits that just... I don't know. Sharon, she had that side part hair when she was hanging out with Ashley, which I really liked the front, but the back looked like
an aqua net.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
And she had these really blonde highlights on that dark hair, and it's like I spent a lot of time trying to think, do I like this? Do I not like this?
It was a matter of paying too much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to think that much about
character's
hair.
I do.
I mean,
I like
suppose
it.
That's part of the fun of analyzing it all, but it was just kind of like, if I'm paying more attention to that and how they did it than to the lines that are being said, you know.
I feel like that's...
That seems like a boring scene to me.
Yeah, well, yeah. I feel like that happens to me all the time, though, where I'm like, I don't know. That's what I'm looking at a lot of times, because the things that they are saying, I've already heard.
Yeah.
A lot of it's filler.
You know, yeah, that's true.
But, yeah.
Hmm.
So, anyway, did we get...
I think the last thing is Phyllis.
Oh!
Phyllis's inheritance.
Miss Phyllis.
So, Phyllis is at work yelling at everybody because they don't have a cover story.
Mm-hmm.
And Avery comes in and says, well, I took care of Dad's estate and it's all done.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing left because I gave all of his money to the people he scammed.
Mm-hmm.
But here he left this for you. And it's a big manila envelope that says to Phyllis on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she opens it up and it's the copy of Black Beauty that he read to her when she was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Avery's like, oh, wow, that's super sweet. And Phyllis is like, no, it's not. It's manipulative and awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had this whole long, dragged-out scene about, was it a nice gesture or was it an awful gesture? And to me, it really boiled down to, I don't care.
Yeah. I was trying to, like, because one of the things Phyllis had said was, he put this in his will before I went and saw him. He hadn't seen me
in
years.
Long before they had any kind of reconciliation.
And that's why Avery was like, yeah, he wanted you to know that he remembered you. And he didn't leave Avery anything. And she's the one who stayed and fought for him until the day he died.
Right.
And, but I was with Phyllis. He was a bad guy.
Yeah.
He.
Yeah, I think it was a manipulative kind of
Yeah.
You know, getting the last word.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of, you know, act of an awful person.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought as well. But yeah, I agree that I was like, anyway, they made up.
Yeah.
That was the biggest issue before. Mm-hmm. So now, who are you banging? Yeah. Like, tell me who you're with. Those are the things I care about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about an exploding volcano or an earthquake.
Yeah.
Shake things up a little bit.
Right. Where's the tornado?
Yeah. Yeah! There's been a lot of real tornadoes.
I know.
How come they couldn't ride in? I guess they had a tornado. Well, they have tornadoes every year.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like a one-time thing.
No.
So,
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Okay.
What I'm hoping for is that I really actually kind of hope Nikki and Jack get married.
I think they're going to get married. Because
it's like a total train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, I think I can see it happening, and I can see Genevieve getting pissed.
Yeah.
How dare you marry her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because Genevieve and Nikki hate each other.
Yeah. Anybody else would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know, you could marry Patty, and I'd be better with it than you marrying Nikki.
I think that's true, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to marry Victor. And you can suck it, and I'm giving him Beauty of Nature.
Yeah. They're children.
Yeah.
All right. So don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or really more, go to Facebook, find us, The Young and the Restless Recap. And we don't talk about anything that really matters. We just...
No, not really.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Yeah. So, that looks like it.
All right, we'll see you next time.